at 8 o'clock.
Punishment handed out. CJ Papa, Fox News. The Israeli military dismisses two officers, reprimands three others for the drone strike on aid workers, saying they botched critical intel and violated the Army's rules of engagement. Meanwhile, a 30-minute phone call between President Biden and Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu results in an effort by Israel to allow more humanitarian aid for Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken earlier in Brussels.
Shipments go directly from the Ashdod port, maximizing the route from Jordan. These are positive developments, but the real test is results.
Fox's Peter Ducey has more.
President Biden and Prime Minister Netanyahu had what officials here are calling a good and direct conversation.
According to the White House, President Biden told Prime Minister Netanyahu the strikes on humanitarian workers and the overall humanitarian situation are unacceptable, and U.S. military aid may dry up if Israel does not publicly provide concrete steps to alleviate suffering in Gaza in coming hours or days. This call was a direct result of the Israeli strike on World Central Kitchen aid workers. Chef Jose Andres claims his staff were targeted.
And that's Fox's Peter Ducey, the Treasury Secretary visiting communist China.
Overproduction and the flooding of the global markets are some of the concerns Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is bringing to top financial leaders in China. Yellen has accused Beijing of overstimulating the market with heavily subsidized green energy products like solar panels and electric vehicles, making it harder for countries like the U.S. to make its own products. The secretary is also focusing on trade as the U.S. and China try to find a way to have competition that benefits both countries, despite tensions over issues like China's ongoing aggression towards Taiwan. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Labor Department just released the monthly employment report. 303,000 jobs created last month. The March unemployment rate lands at 3.8%. America's listening to Fox News.
Fraudulent tax returns due identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
President Biden travels to the site of the Baltimore Bridge disaster today, where the key bridge collapsed into the river after an out-of-control cargo ship barreled into it. Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House.
President Biden will be getting an aerial tour of the damage left behind from that Baltimore Bridge collapse. Of course, this was a deadly accident, but there are also growing concerns about the economic impact it's having all across the mid-Atlantic. We know that the president will be in Baltimore for a few hours to not only see what the damage was, but also meet with those impacted. The federal government, he says, should cover the entire cost to replace the Francis Scott Key Bridge, but we don't know how much money that's going to cost or how much additional economic aid may be needed to assist businesses struggling with this disruption.
And the Port of Baltimore is the leader for importing and exporting vehicles, with $200 million in cargo moving through the port every day. This interest group, No Labels, reveals it has no candidate to run for the Oval Office in November. They decide to give up on the plan to create a unity ticket for voters to support in the November presidential election. Fox's Mike Emanuel is more.
No Labels tried recruiting some big names, including former Republican presidential candidates Nikki Haley and Chris Christie, former Republican Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland, who decided to run for the Senate instead, and West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, who is retiring from the Senate, but all declined. No Labels did have some achievements, saying it had gained ballot access in 21 states, including battlegrounds like North Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada. It also said it had a $70 million budget to launch a unity ticket campaign to attract voters who didn't want to support Trump or Biden in 2024.
That is Fox's Mike Emanuel reporting. Federal judge in the Donald Trump document drama case says no to the former president's attempt to have the case thrown out on the grounds that a federal records law shielded him from prosecution. But Judge Aileen Cannon criticized a recent filing by the special counsel Jack Smith, riding his team's demand for a hurried decision was unprecedented and unjust. I'm CJ Papa. This is Fox News.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois motorists have their annual chance to tell the state about their travel habits and how Illinois traveling could be improved. State's launched its annual survey that asks travelers about road conditions and travel accommodations. Surveys conducted in conjunction with the University of Illinois Springfield. Officials with the Rivian plant Normal announcing they've produced the company's 100,000th vehicle. Rivian bought the facility 7 years ago after Mitsubishi vacated it. The first for sale vehicle rolled off the line in Normal in late 2021. Company says the scheduled shutdown enabling it to make technology upgrades at that facility. Researchers with the University of Illinois joining a global effort to study the effects of the April 8th total eclipse on the planet's ecosystem. Illinois researchers looking at wind turbulence and atmospheric gas concentrations. They conducted similar studies during the last total eclipse in 2017 and hope an expanded global effort leads to more significant results. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you. Into our 8 o'clock hour, ESPN 93.5. We venture to our meteorologist, Greg Soyer. We touched on the eclipse on Monday. We'll talk about it Monday again, I'm sure. But again, glasses necessary, and those little the little cheap paper things are good enough.
That's fine.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I ordered about five of them. Well, came in a five pack for the family, and yeah.
Why does it hurt the... I need to get Steve Leon on about...
There you go. Get the experts on it.
Get an optometrist about why it's bad to look at that. Because you know people are going to look at it. How does it hurt the retina when it's just like a click? You know, look at it. No, don't look. Don't look.
I wouldn't be an ophthalmologist. Or which one?
Ophthalmologist does the surgeries. Optometrist does the glasses and the check bifocals and stuff like that.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, he would know I need to do that. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
Our meteorologist, Greg Solier. What do you see for the weekend, friend?
Well, kind of a Splitsville, Jekyll and Hyde that weekend around here. Good looking, more seasonal days worth of weather tomorrow. Lighter winds. The sun will be out as well. We'll get peaks and pokes later this afternoon. And probably are knowing our luck around here towards sundown in evening time. But better on Saturday, not so great on Sunday with more rain back in the forecast, kind of a dynamic wind-blown issue, and they'll get more fires going and perhaps some 70-mile-an-hour winds off the front range of the Rockies spinning up this low. It'll generate some rain here on Sunday, the back edge of which will be right on top, if not slightly east of Carbondale, roughly, for the big eclipse on Monday. We think we'll have at least some peaks and pokes of brighter skies. Some translucent sun, if you will, in between mid-level cloud, if you are properly equipped for the eclipse here on Monday. Another system Tuesday, Wednesday, then we'll talk about it on this weekend's edition of the TV show, the longer range forecast. We have an updated spring outlook. Don't worry, don't panic, hang in there. This too shall pass. We'll be at it where we need to be on the calendar here and getting things going with field work here in the next probably 10, 12 days. So hang in there. 38 now at Rantoul, 40 at Willard and Savoy. Later on today, struggle on temps at about 48 with maybe a sprinkle coming along for the afternoon as well as for this morning. Overnight lows for tonight. Watching the frost and brief light freeze potential at 28 to 30, clearing early on tonight. Sunday tomorrow, light wind 55. Wind-blown showers late tomorrow night through Sunday. 58 on Sunday. We get a break with a partly sunny Monday. And the high, not bad, near 70 if you're going to be outside. 67 on Tuesday. More rain ahead Wednesday and Thursday. We're in the 60s. And then the start of an extended drier spell. We're about a week to 10 days out from that. Next Friday, we'll be up near 60 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting and Meteorologist, Greg Solier.
All right. So apparently the UV rays burn your retina.
Okay.
That's the answer. So.
And, you know, we always appreciate when you chime in at 359-2255. Sometimes Stevie and I put stuff out there and don't necessarily have the answer.
In other words, we know nothing about what we're talking about. So it really is very nice and helpful to do that. All right, so it's 8:09. This is April 5. We do have the NCAA Final Four women, the NCAA Final Four men.
That's tomorrow night. 5 is North Carolina State and Purdue, and 7:45 tomorrow night, Alabama and UConn. And then that NCAA championship game for the men is on Monday.
I'll predict that the women outrate the men.
Probably so.
How about that?
Caitlin Clark factor. And that's tonight then, Iowa and UConn.
Tonight and Sunday, and then the men are Saturday and Monday. So 4 days of basketball.
That's right.
Of some probably really good basketball. All right, the Cubs play on US 105 90. They got the Dodgers in town,
mm-hmm.
and that's just hard.
That's a 1:20 start. Kyle Hendricks will be on the mound for the Cubbies. You'll hear the action over on US 105.9. And St. Louis has a game tomorrow at 1:15 using Steven Matz on the mound as they have that set going on against Miami.
Yeah, David says the sunglasses only block 96 or 97% of UV.
Okay.
The last 3% will blind you. That's just awful.
Wow.
So there's some stuff you got to be aware of for sure. Okay, and I mentioned that Makaira Cook's coming back for her fourth or fifth year?
I think, and year, especially okay. fifth season for Kendall Bostick. That was announced yesterday.
Yep. And so I'm going to go meet Makaira Cook because she stays at Pacific on Green, one of our sponsors, and that's wonderful student housing that you need to get a tour and learn more about because you walk around, you go, man, live, I can afford this? Wow, and you can. So anyway, Makaira stays there, and so we're going to – all these athletes are staying at this place, and so – maybe you ought to look at it.
Awesome. I had a text in about Champaign Park District and their dance arts putting on Snow White Ballet tonight and tomorrow at 2 at the Virginia Theater. So that's going to be a cool thing you could check out tonight and tomorrow.
All right. Busey, for over 150 years, you can spend or save. Five ways to make tax money you get back, maybe unexpectedly, work a little better for you. The average refund around here is about $3,000. You can put your tax-free fund where you can add to emergency fund if you have one or don't have one. Maybe put a few $100 in that. Pay off some debt if you got a bad 30% credit card that you can chip away at. That's always good to get rid of that. Save for retirement. You can open or increase contributions to a tax-deferred savings plan like an employee-sponsored 401k or an individual retirement account. Save for a down payment. The biggest problem with people buying homes these days, well, not a little higher interest rate, but the fact nobody has down payment money.
Right, and they have to do that financing really to get qualified.
You can always get pre-qualified. Busey can help you with all that, but to have a little cash, if you pay 20% down on a home, you don't have to go through Washington. Otherwise, it can be a local decision at 20%. And invest in your current home. The right home improvement really does pay you back in the long run, including energy-efficient appliances, other cost-effective upgrades. Let Busey Wealth Management help you. Visit the Busey.com website. It's got a lot of information in there. Take advantage of financial education tools. Whether saving for retirement or college, Busey Wealth Management provides the support and resources you need to help achieve your financial goals. Go to Busey.com, any Busey location, or call 800-67-BUSEY. Investment products and services not FDIC insured may lose value. No bank guarantee.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
All right, we check your sports headlines. Diane has that.
Illinois baseball in Minnesota weekend series. It starts at 4 up in Minnesota. We also have the Illinois softball team at Maryland with a 5 o'clock first pitch. Yesterday, Stevie J was at Busch Stadium, had a great time talking with some of the staff behind the scenes. It sounded great. You could always hear the show at steviejay.com. 8-5 winners over Miami for the home opener. I love that, Stevie.
I like the trait that the Cardinals are coming back early in these games. They've trailed, three of these games they've won out of four. They're 4-4 now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They've trailed. So to come back late and win these games is a nice little trait for this team. And the team afterwards sounded like the Illini. Oh, we're really connected. This is a great
Just,
so that's good news.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of things going on.
Hear the action here over the weekend. Saturday's first pitch at 1:15 with Steven Matz to take the mound for the Cardinals. Miami is using Trevor Rogers. Kansas City over the White Sox, 10-1. I think the White Sox have one win under
their belts. Yeah, they're not doing so hot this year so far, but long season.
6:40 start today, in case you're interested in that. LA Dodgers are at Wrigley to play the Chicago Cubs with a 1:20 start today. Kyle Hendricks on the mound. US 105.9 is your home for the Chicago Cubs. So we're looking forward to some great women's basketball. Of course, it's the Caitlin Clark factor. How many over 30-point games has this woman had? Wow. 8 o'clock for the NCAA basketball championship for the ladies tonight with UConn versus Iowa. And we'll have the Final Four for the men's side. 5 o'clock tomorrow, North Carolina State and Purdue. And then the 7:45-ish start is Alabama and UConn. And then Monday will be that championship game. But of course, I don't even know where my bracket is, and I had Illinois going all the way, so who cares?
Threw mine away. Yeah, over.
Exactly.
Season ended against UConn. I don't care anymore.
Absolutely. No. On ice, we had Nashville over the St. Louis Blues 6-3, and the NIT championship game with Seton Hall pulling ahead over Indiana State. That final was 79-77. Of course, we were sending congratulations to Coach Shauna Green with the women's basketball team and their first postseason trophy with the Women's Basketball Invitational Tournament in Indianapolis with that win over Villanova. And then yesterday, Kendall Bostic said she's back for a fifth season. So go Illini.
That's pretty cool. I think Illinois basketball, and we got this. I don't know who the McDonald's All-American woman coming in is, but I bet she's good.
Absolutely.
She's McDonald's All-American. So, the attendance and all the things that are going on with this now third-year coach next year, Shauna Green, fun and exciting, and she went exceeded expectations that first year, and I told her that was her problem. You just made us go to the NCAA first year,
right?
After what we've been through, and then she wins a tournament after kind of a disappointing little, but then they make this run at the end that was really good. We're gonna have some good things to say about Illini women's basketball, no question about it. They're a thing, and there's gonna be some real attendance things. We're gonna break attendance records with Shauna. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
And for that matter, the Parkland Cobras had a great season, and some of their players and coaches being honored now with their record of 24-4.
We're going to meet a general surgeon on National Cancer Control Month. Dr. Greg Ward is coming up next. Stand by.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Troy. Champaign Advantage is Saturday. Finally, the last vestiges of this weather system that's impacted the area for the past couple of days, winding on out. A brief spell of fine weather expected for the day tomorrow near seasonal temperatures. Another complex system out of the plains tomorrow night and Sunday lingers into perhaps some areas on Monday. We'll keep it on cloud cover for the eclipse on Monday. More wet weather ahead the middle part of next week, then a significant pattern shift. There are milder to warmer and drier days ahead beginning later next week and beyond. beyond. Maybe a flurry, maybe a sprinkle this morning. Partly sunny midday and more likely afternoon with a sprinkle chance as well. High temperature up near 48 with a northwest to north wind clearing tonight and a frost and freeze low down to about 28 for the day tomorrow. Sunny, not as chilly, and 55. A couple of showers late tomorrow night, low down to 38, and a showery Sunday. Gusty east wind in 58. Partly sunny for the day on Monday, high near 70. 67 Tuesday. Rain ahead Wednesday and Thursday. Highs in the 60s. For CBJ Broadcasting,
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The job market was stronger than expected in March, though wage increases are moderating. There were 303,000 new jobs created last month. The unemployment rate declined to 3.8%. More people were working or looking for a job. The labor force participation rate rose to 62.7%. Revisions to January and February show 22,000 more jobs created than previously reported. Average hourly earnings rose 4.1% in the year ending in March, a modest increase. There is a merger in the medical field. Johnson & Johnson is buying Shockwave Medical. It is a company that makes medical devices to treat heart diseases. Johnson & Johnson is paying more than $13 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. 35 years on Wall Street taught me how to successfully invest in the stock market. In my four-part series, I'm going to teach you too. Some of Fox Business's finest join me to help tell my story, impart crucial lessons from my Unstoppable Prosperity book, and give you the tools to achieve your own financial dreams.
Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
A.J. Croce, performing Croce Plays Croce, the 50th anniversary show. A special night of music featuring timeless classics by his late father, Jim Croce, such as Bad Bad Leroy Brown, I Got a Name, and Time in a Bottle. Tickets on sale now.
Coming to the Virginia Theater Tuesday, April 9th. Get your tickets now at thevirginia.org.
Urbana Park District needs you this summer. Crystal Lake Family Aquatic Center is now open, and a few more lifeguards are needed. No experience, no problem. Aquatic staff will train you and get you certified. This is a great job for those 15 years of age or older and adults looking for a side gig or seasonal job. To apply, go to urbanaparks.org and fill out an application. If you have questions, call the Park District, 217-367-1544. Urbana Park District, you belong here. urbanaparks.org.
Hi, it's Wes from Lands Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Our mission at Lands is to provide top-tier service, prioritize our customers with upfront pricing, and maintain exceptional communication. We assure you at Lands we will only recommend what you truly need, from regular maintenance on your home's mechanical systems with the Lands Comfort Family to replacement of existing equipment. Right now, Lands is offering up to $1,500 off qualifying Trane heating and cooling systems, and combining it with utility companies' rebates and potential tax credits, now would be a great time to consider updating your HVAC system. Come visit us with questions at the Central Illinois Home and Garden Show in Mahomet and April 6th and 7th, or visit us at landsinc.com.
Love talking about OSF. We love talking to smart people like Dr. Greg Ward.
Absolutely.
Medical doctor, that's an MD, general surgeon, National Cancer Control Month. What is National Cancer Control Month? Do we know what that is? I've not heard of that.
There are several months dedicated to surveillance, screening. October is breast, and there are other months, so this is kind of all rolled into one. The important thing is we're trying to get folks' attention on the importance of screening.
Yeah.
And
made a lot of headway. I mean, we have done a lot in cancer in the last 20, 30 years. I mean, we've really come a long way, haven't we? Survivability, yeah, and all these other things, it's much better.
And it isn't just the treatment. The treatments have obviously gotten better over the decades, but so we are getting detection earlier and earlier. You know, when we really made the big push for mammograms 30-plus years ago, we started to really decrease. So the incidence of breast cancer went up at the time, but that's because we were finding more cancers earlier. And so survival, even though the rate of cancer went up, survival also went up.
Because we caught it early. That's the key, isn't it?
Correct.
Catching all cancer early.
Right.
But if you don't really check yourself out, You don't really notice till something happens and you feel something different, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah.
So does a person need to go see a doctor every year? I mean, is that kind of the thing?
Check well, out? Yeah, it depends. It depends on... Screening is based around two things. One, family history, which folds in with risk. And two, age. So, for example, in colon, we start recommending a colonoscopy. The saying now is 45 is the new 50. Because we used to start at 50. We start at 45 now. And then you get a screening colonoscopy, if it's normal, every 10 years. Now, if you happen to have two family members that had colon cancer, for example, and they were 50 when they were diagnosed, then you start at 40. You start 10 years earlier than your first degree relative.
But there's something you can't do something besides a colonoscopy. That's just kind of you have to do a colonoscopy.
Well,
can you check my pulse and tell me if my colon's okay?
Stevie's uncomfortable with
no,
all
that. No, we can check you and tell you have a good face for radio, but that's as far as I can go.
That's it.
It's Dr. Greg Ward, general surgeon. What is that?
So, you know, it's funny. It's anachronistic name because we used to do set bones. We used to deliver babies, and we were general surgeons. We did it all. Then as ear, nose, and throat surgeons evolved, OBGYNs evolved, orthopedic, we still kept the name, but we aren't really general surgeons anymore. We're abdominal surgeons. I also do a lot of breast and thyroid cancer. But really, other than a few cancers, like I said, breast and thyroid, we're really in the abdomen.
Okay.
Is where our primary focus is.
All right. So there's certain things that you'll see in your training and all the years you've been doing this. I trust you've done a few of these surgeries. Does it ever get boring?
You know, it's funny. I have been doing this for a bit. And I talk to friends and loved ones and I say, you know, I am just so blessed that every day I get up to do something I enjoy.
That's awesome.
After all these
so
years.
So you didn't get tiring or you just like helping people. That's what you do.
I can't put my finger on it. I just know it's invigorating.
Do you know when somebody is a little bit too apprehensive? Can you talk them down a little bit? Is that part of a psychological part of your training where you have to help people feel comfortable?
Unfortunately, it's not part of the training, yeah. But it's part of being human.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, it's normal to be nervous, whether it's about a procedure and the pain afterwards or general anesthesia. Mm-hmm. And so you do have to be aware of that. And really come to the patient's level. Some people are a little more nervous than others. And meet them where they are and give them that comfort, having had the experience I have had. And really, anesthesia is very safe. Pain is temporary. And you just kind of go through these things and stress the importance of whatever we need to do to get you better.
Dr. Greg Warg, OSF. One thing I love about OSF is you guys pray.
Yes.
I love that. I mean, God
faith-based
is...
faith-based healing.
We're all doomed without God, and you see what the country's going with, trying to push God away. So yeah. OSF, is there might be some heavy prayer going on in that building. I love that. I think it's helpful, and I think it does work.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And certainly before surgery, you know, depending upon your faith, we can have someone there to pray with you before the surgery. But it is a big part of it. And, you know, another part that I enjoy the faith-based organizations is that mission, it creeps down not just to the patients, but to the nurses and doctors. There's just a different temperament at OSF than there is at some of the competitors in the area.
How long have you been here?
Just in my second year now.
And you like it? It's a good spot.
I love it. I love it. You know, I had been in the Chicagoland for 25 years, and the market there... It's just, it's a strange dynamic right now where venture capitalists have come in and bought up groups. Mm. And it's just not where you want to be practicing.
Changes the culture.
Oh, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Better here.
It's much better here.
So you
here.
Plan to someday in 25 years retire here, maybe?
Exactly.
Okay. Dr. Greg Ward is with us, OSF Healthcare. I see you had in your repertoire of things that you've done, director of a vein center. I don't know much about that.
Varicose vein disease is it's a common problem.
Okay.
The hormones of pregnancy tend to make your veins leakier, so it affects women more than men, but it affects both sexes. And it leads to tired legs. It is not a cosmetic disease. You get tired, swollen legs. And we have some very good testing we can do to see if the leaks are there And we have some minimally invasive ways to fix the leaks so your legs feel better. And in doing that also, there is a cosmetic benefit. But the primary reason we do it and the reason insurance pays for it is there is a mechanical leak that needs to be plugged up, basically, so your legs feel better.
Now, when it comes to reflux, for instance, I know you've worked with the heartburn. You wouldn't think that would be something that needs surgery, though, right?
Well, it depends how miserable you are.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, if it's keeping you up at night, here's the ideal candidate. If you're 45 and need some sort of medicine to keep the heartburn from being a negative impact in your life, then you're the ideal candidate.
Okay.
Because if the medicine's effective and you're young, there's side effects to the medicine. It leaches calcium out of bone and other things. Affects what we call the microbiome, which, you know, your colon. There are more bacteria in your body than there are cells. And they're mostly in your colon. And those have to be in the right balance. And these medicines for reflux affect that balance.
Okay.
So you really don't want to be on it long term. So all if right. you're a 45-year-old that has symptoms that respond well to medicine, you're the ideal candidate for this minimally invasive procedure that we wrap some of the stomach around the esophagus, recreate the valve so that the stuff can't come up out of your stomach and cause the problems. Go home the next day. You're back at it really within a week.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Greg Ward, another minute. So wait a minute. The colon has most of the bacteria. How about the small intestine? Does that have bacteria?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Plenty?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, but the large is the big one. That's the big dog.
Yeah, and they're all our friends to convert a lot of what we eat, the insoluble fiber, we can't really digest, but it has a lot of nutrients and minerals in it, and that bacteria helps us, it makes it available.
Okay.
So if we have a minute left, I do want to talk about screening. So screening, yep. yes. by yep. the way, for breast, it's important that we start that out. Women, when you're 40, you should start getting at least a baseline mammogram, and then every year until 54. After 54, it's every other year. Again, we talked about family history. Family history, then you're going to start younger if you have a couple first-degree relatives or you have genetic testing that indicates it. Colon, again, we talked about that. Family history backs it up 10 years from the primary first-degree relative incidence. And those are the two big ones. I mean, breast cancer is 1 in 8 women are going to get breast cancer. Mm. And if you get it early, it's curable. I mean, virtually curable.
Just had a text in 1990. My wife detected cancer early. She's a 34-year survivor. We can't thank all the doctors, nurses, technicians, and those involved in cancer research every day.
Right.
That's great.
Changing and save lives.
Yeah. And by the way, 40% of breast cancers are picked up by women on their own breast self-exam. So breast self-exam is an important part of screening,
good.
Too.
Well,
so you need to be aware of that. So don't be an ostrich.
How long have you been doing radio?
Right. Oh. This is your natural fit, Greg.
You're kind of comfortable.
I have no idea.
I mean, but you've been on many.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
I mean, but so. you've done this before. You've talked to radio before. You've had to. It's just too comfortable.
And I just like to talk.
You're pretty good at it.
Well,
Dr. Greg Ward, how can people connect with you and OSF? How can we get screened at OSF? How does it all work? Who do we call?
So if you call the general surgery office at OSF Heart of Mary, we will get you in within a week. And if you need a test, we'll have it done within 2 weeks. And it's very seamless. All you need to do is make a phone call. We'll take care of the rest.
Online, it's osfhealthcare.org.
Appreciate you coming in. Come back.
I shall. Thanks for the invitation.
Good luck to the White Sox, the Bears, and the Bulls. Are you a Bulls guy?
Doubles.
Okay. I love it. Chicago right. sports.
We love it. ESPN 93.5.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. A rapid investigation by Israel on the IDF strike that killed 7 World Central Kitchen workers in Gaza concludes IDF forces violated the Army rules of engagement, mishandled critical information. 2 officers dismissed, others reprimanded. Will it be enough for President Biden's continued support of Israel and Gaza? He warned Prime Minister Netanyahu in a phone call yesterday. Secretary of State Blinken in Belgium.
Israel's obligation, its responsibility. To maximize protection for civilians, to make that a priority, that too is a critical test.
Israel has agreed to send more aid. President Biden gets an aerial tour of salvage efforts at the Port of Baltimore today on the Key Bridge. The Labor Department March employment numbers stronger than expected. Wage increases are moderating. America is listening to Fox News.
We'll be right back.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. We are honored to be celebrating 15 years of service and want to thank all of our amazing clients for their confidence and trust. We look forward to meeting the needs of current and future clients in the years to come. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's another home improvement insight from Kramer Siding and Window. New roofing and siding are a winning combination that can instantly change the look, feel, and function of your home. Our Kramer Siding and Window team takes pride in being an Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor, able to offer a best-in-the-business 50-year warranty. Pair it with preservation siding in your favorite style and color, and your home will be a showstopper. Start today and save 10% on roofing and 25% on siding. Call us, click on KramerSiding.com, or visit the showroom in Champaign.
Kansas. Another Fork in the Road 50th Anniversary Tour. Celebrating 50 years of Kansas. With all your favorites and deep cuts too. Friday, April 12th, the Virginia Theater. On sale now at thevirginia.org.
Pia's is open. Catch all of your favorite MLB games on their big screens. Root on your favorite team wearing your Cubby Blue or your Cardinal Red. 1609 West Springfield in Champaign. Pia's offers not only a huge outdoor seating area, but indoor seating as well. Enjoy daily specials. It's the home of the Slugger Burger with buckets of beer and wings. Experience food, drinks, and fun at one of Champaign's best sports bars near Springfield and Madison, Champaign. Open 7 days a week. It's Pia's.
Changes to the child tax credit. What you need to know. I'm Brian Brender with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services. Your guardian angel in the finance department. Call their Monticello office, 762-5509, or visit kellysaccounting.com.
The child tax credit returned to the pre-COVID relief amount of $2,000 per child in 2022 and is no longer fully refundable. Eligible families currently get up to $1,600 back, but a bill in Congress could bring that number up to $1,800 for last year's income taxes and up to a full $2,000 in 2025 should it pass through the Senate. With tax season in full swing, many are wondering if they should wait as the credit could increase, but IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel advises to file early and says the IRS will automatically make changes and send an update. Brian Brember, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Officials with Quaker Oats have announced they're closing their plant in Danville, laying off more than 500. Company made the news public and telling its employees Thursday. Company says it made its decision after the recall in December. It determined it would be too costly to update and modernize that facility. Illinois agricultural officials monitoring the state's cattle population as more cases of highly pathogenic bird flu pop up across the country. So far, no cases have been confirmed in Illinois. As a result, there are currently no restrictions on dairy cattle movement across the state. Dairy producers urged to keep an eye on their herds. And Illinois House Committee passing a bill, it would require all schools to have a cardiac emergency response plan in place. The state recording 109 cardiac events among students under the age of 18 2 years ago. New proposal would require school districts to work with local paramedics to create a plan in case of a cardiac emergency. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys Saturday still in the midst of this sprawled out circulation centered over the northeast New England, but we're on the back edge of it and a little more sun as the afternoon wears on in particular. Still can't rule out a passing flurry or sprinkle this morning and perhaps a sprinkle this afternoon. Up to 48 with a north wind clearing tonight. Widespread frost and a brief light freeze at 28 to 32. Sunny for the day. Tomorrow night it's chilly and 55 on a northeast to east wind. Some shower activity breaks out after midnight tomorrow night. Increasing east wind, a low down to 38. Windy for the day on Sunday, becoming cloudy, and a couple of showers both morning and afternoon. Highs near 58. Partly sunny for the day on Monday for the big eclipse event. Stray isolated shower chance early and late with a high at 70. 67 on Tuesday, and rain ahead for Wednesday and Thursday. High temperatures still into the low to mid 60s. Then perhaps the start of a drier trend come next Friday. Highs near 60. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right, 840 ESPN 93.5. Our friend Julie Duvall, CU Autism Network, has jumped in our studios in Philo. Julie, how are you?
Very good. How are you, Stevie?
Nice to see you again. Got a few things coming up, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Why are you booking something just for Diane's birthday?
Yeah, April 17th. I know.
It's a gala, but it's kind of her birthday party.
She's been so supportive. We wanted to make sure that we gave her a good bang this year.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
And Temple Grandin, I am kind of fangirl when Temple comes to town.
Me too.
Tell me who Temple Grandin is.
Okay.
Temple Grandin is a doctor who got her doctorate here in Illinois, or at U of I.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a doctorate in ag sciences, and she has autism. And she is amazing. She's a huge advocate and awesome for the ag community. She's just all the way around.
Right.
Just
she worked with cattle. There's actually a movie about her life, and Claire Danes stars as Temple Grandin sharing that story. I know CU Autism Network had that playing at the movie theater last year when she came into town. But she really, Stevie, empowers those on the spectrum to, you know, really motivates them to get a job and do things that give you purpose in life.
All right, you have the gala the 17th to walk the 20th. We want people to get involved and get to the whole thing, website stuff. But here's the question. How do you know what somebody with autism is capable of? How do you know?
Exposure. Expose them to everything.
But do you have to push?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, but then when's too much? How do you know all that stuff?
It's your mother instinct, I think. Uh-huh. Yeah, you just push and push, and that's your kid.
Because you we both have boys on the spectrum, and we're both encouraging them to do things.
It's not just with autism, it's with life. I mean, people, you don't know what a person's potential is. Sometimes they settle for stuff, and they could do so much more. And you want everybody that is on the spectrum to say, well, look at Temple.
Yes.
Did she think she a doctor?
Absolutely.
So her mom was very big on exposure. So
exposure to
everything.
Yes.
The park, to every movie.
Go to church.
Every,
be
out.
Yes. Be out and, just
no isolation.
No, absolutely not.
And so many parents say, it's just, what if they have a fit? What if they, people look at my kid and embarrassed?
So what?
That's right.
Is that what the attitude you have to have? I mean,
absolutely.
We're going.
There's a lot of rude people out there. So that's what the CU Autism Network does, is we provide sensory family-friendly events, Christmas breakfast with Santa.
There's a sensory skate at Skate Lane coming up.
Yeah, next Thursday, sensory skate. We just try to provide safe space in a community, so we all watch each other's kids. And
it's awesome.
And in the education system, too. I know you've been to many a board meeting. And, if people have any concerns, they can just email at cuautismnetwork.org. For me, I reached out to you, Julie, when it came to these forms.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just so much that the government wants you to do in order for you to get the, kind of break that you deserve. Or there might be grant money out there. And it's just so much red tape.
Well, because there are people that are bad and try and get money and they don't deserve it. So you have to screen.
I don't know why they make it.
I mean, I don't know.
It's
very government, too.
Yeah, it's government. It's complex.
Yeah.
The laws are complex. And you had mentioned the schools lately. Yeah. There's federal laws out there. And one of my jobs as an advocate is to educate, uphold civil rights.
What you can and can't do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
And these individuals are different. They're not less. And so they have every right to have somebody fight for their rights.
Absolutely. All right. So we've got the 13th Annual Autism Walk and Resource Fair, and that's going to be on April 20th at the Savoy Rec Center, which is 402 Graham Drive, 11 a.m. to 2:30 with the Walk at 2.
Yes.
Such a great event, and people should register now if they want to get involved in that, right?
Correct. We're going to have Sensory Museum, Bounce Houses, lots of resource and vendors. Smith Burger is going to be there this year. Diane Ducey's going to be there. We're going to dance like we always do.
That's right. We always do the cha-cha slide before we step off. And
they're going to sing happy birthday to her, I bet.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, that's at the gala.
You're going to have to grab the microphone. It's a little odd for her to make, you know, happy birthday to me.
I'll make sure to make an announcement.
All right, Julie's
going to
get that done. Come on.
And CUAutismNetwork.org for details on that in case you want to be a sponsor or volunteer. We're always welcoming of everyone. And, of course, a sensory-friendly, quiet area, too, to decompress.
Yes.
And the Parkland students do such a good job who want this as their future path.
Absolutely.
To work with kids with disabilities. So,
absolutely.
Terrific event. Again, that one, Savoy Rec Center, April 20th. The gala is on April 17th. But now is the time if you want to move on that.
Tickets, we stop selling tickets next Friday.
Okay.
So we have a few left. So
okay.
If they want to come, I think this is one of the last times she'll be coming to Urbana.
Okay.
So
that's
it'd be great to get in there and see her if you could.
And, you know, you can be a sponsor of a table. I know I was talking with Pat at Jet's Pizza. And, you know, she has some people on the spectrum that work for her. We want to encourage all those who employ, you know, people with sensory issues we want to pat you on the back, too. So get involved now. Again, it's CUAutismNetwork.org.
Thanks for coming by, Julie.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work. You're one of those humans that don't realize the dominoes and things you're doing that help people, but you just kind of keep moving. Thank you.
Thank you.
For what you're doing.
Appreciate you.
8:45. He's part of the law firm, football star Keith Randolph, on why he chose to live at Pacifica on Green.
One, it's close to everything. They have the best landlord in Champaign. Well, Lisa's like, she's like the mother of the apartment building. And it's really nice. It's brand new, nicely furnished. You know, everything's just nice. You know, at least check it out. You know, the rents are very reasonable. There's a lot of additions into it. There's a game room, coffee room, yoga room. It's everything you want.
Visit PacificaOnGreen.com.
The average American throws away almost 5 pounds of trash per day, half which ends up in a landfill. At 2 Men in a Junk Truck, when we pick up your unwanted furniture, appliances, trash, and office equipment, we make it a priority to divert those items from your local landfill. 2 Men in a Junk Truck, looking for partners that share our vision of environmental responsibility. If you and your organization can reuse, upcycle, recycle some of these items, we would love to work with you. Contact us at 2menandajunktruck.com. We want to make room for what matters most.
Well, it's my daughter, Gracie. Are you there?
Good morning, yes.
Grace Kachaturian, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
How's your running? Aren't you running 20 miles tomorrow?
Yes.
What is this for the marathon?
Yes, I'm doing the Illinois Marathon. I've always wanted to do it, but I don't know. You drive past it every year, and I know this is kind of like the first big year back with the full marathon. So I've wanted to do it for a long time. I did one in 2021 when I was in Dayton, and I was doing it with people this year, but because of injury, I had already signed up.
so you're alone on this, aren't you? Oh, be darned. So,
yeah,
well,
I know.
How's it going?
Plenty of time for like, it's been, I mean, there's something seriously like, and I know people will think I'm crazy for saying this, but there is truly something holy about being at just the point of discomfort where you need to become fixated on something to keep going. And so I really tapped into that and use it as a time to like listen to different sermons and process things. And you just become very in a posture to receive things when you are at that point of like, gosh, I'm so tired. I don't know how I can take another step, but I know that I need to finish. So then you look to what you can turn to in that time that will fill you up. And so I've really leaned into that and used that posture. So I really do think that there's like a very special space that's created when you're exhausted and you learn to posture yourself to receive things in pain. And like, this is a huge part of my book, by the way. So because of my first marathon, I learned a lot of this and I realized how true it is when I'm doing it again. But tomorrow during my 20 mile, I'm reminding myself of all of those little things to kind of don't resist your reality, acknowledge where there's pain, give yourself permission to dismiss it, relax your shoulders, relax the tension, and take another step. And those are things that I've started carrying into just daily life that I've learned them in a lot of discomfort in long runs. So yes, tomorrow's my 20 mile.
Well, you're going to do great.
Ready to just like waddle around.
We're going to have a pasta carb load tonight, I think, is what we're planning.
Okay, good idea. Yeah.
Grace has a book launch on Sunday at Yo-Yo's in Mahomet between 1 and 3. How would you describe what a book launch is?
Yes. You know, it's funny because when my publisher was talking about, like, okay, when's your book launch? I was like, cool, what is that? because, you know, who would know that unless you've been to one or had a book before? But I think it's going to be really casual, really relaxed and fun, kind of feeling like we're just grabbing coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So people can come to Yo-Yo's. It's come and go. You don't have to allocate a lot of time. But we'll have kind of a self-guided, step-by-step tour where people can start here on their own and then take themselves through, you know, why I wrote the book. And there's a couple different stations. And then it'll end with a big announcement at the last
big
station.
That really? Can, big announcement?
Yeah, big
wow.
announcement. So if people want to know the tea in the big announcement, that's where people will hear it first.
Awesome. All right. So what is your response to It's Okay, Finding Peace in Unexpected Places, your book? The response has been deep and gratifying. Are you surprised?
I'm taken back by it. I you don't know how people are going to respond. Like, I've said that this book is truly like an offering of my heart, and that the reason I wrote this book was a lot driven by this quote that I love by Morgan Harper Nichols that says, tell the story of the mountain you've climbed. It could become a page in someone else's survival guide. And this truly just feels like my survival guide between two covers. So you don't know how people are going to respond when there's just, I didn't conceal the hard stuff. I didn't conceal the details of those times and those moments. And you just hope people have, maybe you can take away a word or a phrase, paragraph, whatever it is. And yes, I've been just so thankful that maybe the Lord has done something crazy and miraculous, that if they did find anything good, that's the only way that they did, is because the Lord did something with it.
And
so
Bob Goff,
I'm grateful for it.
Best-selling author Bob Goff was a big kind of mentor, has been kind of a mentor to you, hasn't he?
Yes, he's been amazing. It's amazing someone in his position who is extremely successful in a lot of different realms is so accessible and available to people who are learning and new and beginning their journey and just praying for impact. And he has most definitely been a friend alongside me in this process from the very beginning of, hey, I want to write a book. How do you do that? And he laid out the structure and the outline of what it will look like and what the process, and I was able to go visit him recently and get give him a copy and all that. So
well, he asked you to sign his copy. He asked you to sign his copy.
Like,
come on, man.
Sign this? I'd like you to sign this.
All right, yeah, Grace says book launch and a big announcement on Sunday between 1 and 3. Come and go if you'd like it. Yo-Yo's, and there'll be books. She can sign stuff. She can talk to you about stuff. And it's a very insightful, deep thing. And I think people are, here's Grace, who's at Miss America, who's Miss Illinois, and just a beautiful, thoughtful young lady, has struggles like every human. And you expose that. You talk about it, and people say, yeah, wow, if she went through that, I can get through this, right?
Yeah. We have, there's the things that people don't talk about are talked about. Because I think we need to talk about it, because vulnerability is our most powerful tool, and we all have something to offer and a story to tell. Yeah. I also will mention we have a giveaway happening, too, that the winner will be announced at the launch party, but it's on Above Able, her Instagram at Above Able, and my Instagram at Grace_KHACH. If they want to be entered to win $100 Above Able, $25 for Starbucks, and a free book. So, people can enter that too.
Okay, Grace, we'll see you.
Glad we got you on. I know Stevie's birthday was earlier this week, and I know you had a run that morning, and it was just so hard for me to juggle everything. But I'm so glad, Grace, you were able to come on and say hi to your dad, and we're so proud of you.
Yeah.
Special young lady. We'll see you on Sunday, 1 to 3 at Yo-Yo's. The book is It's Okay, Finding Peace in Unexpected Places. It's available at Amazon, among other places.
And so. Muhammad Seymour has their home and garden show going up Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 4. So people might be in town for that.
Yep.
You can pop into Yo-Yo's.
Come on by Yo-Yo's, mm-hmm. 1 to 3. Grace, all right, talk to you soon, sweetie. Love you.
Thank you so much. All right. Love you. Thank you, guys.
Take care.
All right, that's Sunday Yo-Yo's. That's where I'll be for sure.
ESPN, 93.5.
Yep. Janet and I will both be there. Okay. It is 8:54. Look at the time. We're done.
Okay.
Done for the day, done for the week. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate you very much. This afternoon, wait for it, the drive is on.
Hey!
No baseball today for this
station. The St. Louis Cardinals. Tomorrow, they'll play Miami at 1:15.
When was the last time the Cardinals had a Friday off?
I know.
Historic. I don't ever remember a Friday off. So the Cardinals get a day off. They're 4-4. Boy, will I take that. Cubbies play this afternoon on US 105.9 at 1:15. 1:20?
Yeah, 1:20 against
Dodgers
the Dodgers.
In town. Yep. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the weekend.
That is Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. We'll talk on Monday. Have a blessed weekend.
Hi, this is Troy Lands from Lands Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. With colder temperatures here, let's make sure your heating system is operating at its best. At Lands, you can join our comfort family and get exclusive savings and support to keep your heating system in tip-top shape this winter and all year round. Our plans offer tune-ups, discounts on repair, and even lifetime system enhancements. Plus, we back up our equipment with labor warranty when we install it. Find out more about our comfort family maintenance plans at LandsInc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
What is most important in your life? This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Whether you're launching a career, raising a family, planning for retirement, or creating a legacy, we can help. At Provident, we provide strategic thinking and perspective that can help clients like you realize your goals. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Think you have to settle for mediocre car insurance to save money? Think again. It's possible to get superior coverage and still save money with Erie Insurance. Customers who switched to Erie saved up to $951. It pays to compare. Switch and save with Erie.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Annual savings based on new customers surveyed in March 2022 who reported savings when switching auto insurance. Individual premiums and savings will vary.
Join Cunningham Children's Home April 12th and 13th for the 20th annual Festival of Quilts. It's a great event that you don't want to miss. Enjoy all the festival has to offer, including the quilt sale, home decor, gift shop, bake sale, campus tours, and more. Proceeds from the signature fundraiser will help to meet the critical needs of the youth and families Cunningham serves each year. That's the Festival of Quilts, April 12th and 13th. Visit cunninghamhome.org to learn more.
Kansas. Another Fork in the Road 50th Anniversary Tour. Celebrating 50 years of Kansas. With all your favorites and deep cuts too. Friday, April 12th, the Virginia Theater. On sale now at thevirginia.org.
You need the world's fastest mower to create your free time. With Dixie Chopper, what you got to look at is the warranties. Dixie Chopper, all of their models, you're getting a 3-year unlimited hours bumper to bumper warranty. That's on the whole thing. Then your commercial units, you get up to a 3-year no hour limit or 5-year 3,000 hour limit on the drivetrain. So that'd be your engine, your 2-gear boxes, transmissions, and all that.
Well, that sounds pretty solid.
Yes, it is. Yep. Things break, and even if it's built well like a Dixie Chopper, you need to have that covered, and you get what you pay for, basically.
And I can go see Andy and get on one of those things, couldn't I?
Yes, you can. You can go see Andy at Dedicated Diesel at 1313 Triumph Drive in Urbana. You can reach him through Dedicated Equipment on Facebook or call him at 217-328-0562. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Use well, too. Tim Onstott, Gale Ferrex Trucking, Dedicated Diesel, and Championship Barbecueologist.
Invest in yourself and your money with a free rewards checking account from Fisher National Bank. Instead of losing a little each month in service fees and charges, wouldn't it be nice to earn on your money? Switch to Fisher National, where we offer 2.02 annual percentage yield on balances up to $20,000. No service fees or minimum balance required. Simply make 12 debit card purchases, agree to receive your statements electronically, and have at least one direct deposit in a monthly cycle to qualify. It's as easy as that. If an excellent APY alone wasn't enough, our free rewards checking also includes ATM fee refunds up to $20 and access to Reward Saver, which increases your earnings potential with 4.07% APY on balances up to $20,000. When you're ready to maximize your money, look to Fisher National, a bank ready to make the investment in you. See monthly requirements at any branch or visit fishernational.com. Fisher National Bank. Exceptional communities, exceptional people. Member FDIC.
This is WSJK Tuscola.